السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وكذا زميلي هو طابيز انت ستوديو مفتي صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I have a question from a listener who said, Anna, I want to get married for Kisab. What dua must I read or what must I ask Allah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we go to the questions, let us give you some breaking news. Zohran Mamdani wins New York City's mayoral election. Zohran Mamdani elected as New York's first Muslim mayor. So that is the headline everywhere. And then remember that Mamdani elected as New York City mayor in historic win. So now that he belongs to the Democrats, right? All haramis, but anyway, they're better than the Republicans. So the Republicans, they lost everywhere. In New York, they lost. In New Jersey, they lost. And in Virginia, they lost. All three places. It was a clean sweep for the Democrats. And why? Because Trump is a donkey. He's a felon. He's a pedophile. He's a rapist. And his tariffs are boomeranging now, hitting the American people. They hate him and his policies. And the shutdown. Remember, inshallah, this is all good news for us as Muslims, that America will be heading towards a civil war, just like Israel, inshallah. Then all these other 10-pot dictators in the Arab world and Muslim countries will fall like dominoes. So anyway, so he pulled it off, Mamdani, that we say he's not Muslim, but the media says he's Muslim. So I'm just telling you what the media says. So remember that in that way there, so he gave them a good smack in their face. The Americans and these jutlas, the haramis, they spend millions and millions for the opposition. And they lost, you see that? ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. That whatever you spend, Quran Kareem says, will become a source of regret for you, and you will be defeated. Subhanallah. Who can say it better than Allah? وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah's speech is always the best and the most truthful. You must remember that. So Almighty Allah teaching us that there's APAC and the Jewish lobby and everybody will try their level best, but Allah will humiliate them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Verily, the non-Muslim, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhas, whatever, will spend their wealth to prevent people entering the fold of Islam from the path of Allah. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا. They will spend more and more. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا. And then there will be regret, remorse for them. Your millions brought zero, nothing. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. And then you defeated, humiliated. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. And then they'll be dispatched to Jahannam and gathered there. لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So Allah Ta'ala makes a distinction. Who are the khabith, the impure and immoral, and who are the pure? وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ الْأَبَادِ. And they, the khabith, the impure, immoral, will be one side. فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا. Allah will stack them all up. فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمِ. And dispatch them straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the biggest losers and the failures. Surah 8, Surah Anfal, and verses number 36, 37. Anyway, well done to the Democrats, although you're haramis, but you're a little bit better than Republican. And we hate Trump, remember that he's 100% pro. Even Biden is pro, but this guy is 100%. Even that guy might be 95% the haramis. So anyway, this is humiliation for Trump and all his supporters and the Republican Party. The worst president in the history of America, that is Donald Duck Trump, the harami. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So now you're my brother, sister, you want to get married, you're 20 years old, 24 years old, so you must get married. Today is Wednesday. And what must you do? Today after Zohor Salat, read 2 rakats extra. read one Surah Yasin if you got time, and learn this one sentence. All of us, whether we are married, whether we are old timers, married 30, 40, 50, 60 years, or whether we are want to get married and we still haven't found a suitable, compatible spouse, so daily read Surah 25, verse 74, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse 74, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. O Allah, Jalla Wala, grant us such spouses and such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes, they bring joy to us. Husband looks at the wife, wife looks at the husband, they both smile, they both embrace, they both kiss. You see that all that is ibadat also husband, wife, not boyfriend and girlfriend and sugar daddy and toy boy and joy boy and girlfriend and spay wheel and all that is haram, absolutely haram. Wala muttakhidin akhdan, wala muttakhidati akhdan. And remember that each one of us must ensure we get our children also married. Whenever they commit haram, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, when our son's daughter elope and they get involved in haram activities, then remember, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَىٰ أَبِي, then the parents also get a sin, because why didn't you get your children married as soon as possible, immediately? Allah Jalla Allah give us tawfiq. So today, Wednesday afternoon, make special dua for Sudan, for Kashmir, for Palestine, and for America. Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy these enemies of Islam and Muslims.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for the bride and groom to hug and kiss each other inside the masjid after nikah is completed?
Just use this as a case study. Now that lady came, it's her wedding day. I'm asking you, how will that lady come? She will be all dolled up. She will have a lipstick and a dipstick. She will have, you must remember, her makeup. Allah alone knows whether she's Taira or Haiza, whether she is, you must remember, in a clear state of cleanliness or in the state of menses, and all these things. And now to now put the cherry on the top, he say, come here, my cherry, let me give you a little bit kiss in front of the whole congregation. You see that? From A to Z, everything is haram there. Why is haram? Mustafa, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala states, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا, chapter 33, verse 33. You women must stay at home. That is the clear-cut commandment of Almighty Allah instruction. And thereafter, if the need comes, then leave your home, fine. وَلَا تَبَرُّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى, then don't go and expose your beauty. You, it's your wedding day. You will wear the big gown and so forth and so on. Your arms will be exposed, your hair will be exposed, your face will be exposed. So what are you doing? You're practicing everything haram. Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idha kharajat al mar'a, when a woman emerges from a home, wa hiya muta'attira, and then she applied perfume, makeup and lipstick, dipstick, all that. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passed the man. So obviously she's going to pass the man in the masjid. فَيَا زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress. She's a loose lady. She has very little haya, shame and modesty. حَبِيبُنَا, who was, who is, who will always be the exclusive رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the entire universe, is calling her a zaniya, an adulteress. And you asking me if this is halal? Absolutely haram, you must remember that. And myself, I'm dead against this new trend also nowadays, that the masajid have women section, so that is fine for the musafir and so. But now I'm performing nikah, Maulana Salim Kareem is performing nikah, this one is performing nikah. Now the bride is right there in the ladies section, other women are there and so forth and so on. 99% of them will be all dolled up to kill, you must remember. So how can you come into the masjid in that condition and so forth? When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, you're a zaniya, you are an adulteress, and now you want to tell me all this is jais? So you trustees and you imams, you must speak against all these things. Don't worry about people and the rich people and your sponsors. والحق أحق أن يتبع. Remember, the truth must be told whether people like or don't like. That is our Islam. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, hadith is sahih, mentioned in Mustad Ahmad, authentic hadith. Ya Aba Dharr, qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. We don't have to curry favor with people, organizations, politicians or countries. We must place our trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَوَ حَسْبُهُ. So that is my message regarding that issue. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. Chapter 25, verse 74. Open the 19 Supara, 19 Juz. By the ending of the first quarter, you will find the verse there, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, my wife wants to know if it's okay for her to read her Salah in the room instead of Masjid al-Nabawi.
Whether you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Masjid Nabawi, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, for women to read Salat in their hotel room, remember 100% encourage, and your reward will be much more. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. If you say something, you have to corroborate, substantiate it with evidence. This is the evidence. Umm Humayda Sa'idiyya radiallahu anha comes to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. I want to read Salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid Nabawi. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam knew her house is near Masjid Nabawi. Ya Umm Humayd, your house is three parts. You read there in front, you get more reward than reading Salat behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle room, you get even more. You read right at the back, you will get the optimum, maximum reward. Hadith is sahih, an authentic hadith. In Targhib wa Tarhib, Allama Hafiz Munziri. Wa sahahahu al-Sheikh Albani. And Sheikh Albani said his hadith is sahih. Open Abu Dawood. Wal yakhrujna tafilat. You women, when you go out with shabby clothes, not smart clothes and attractive clothes. And وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ. And your homes are best for you, for Salat and everything else. Nowhere you will find in the Quran Sharif or authentic hadith that women are encouraged to go out to read Salat in a masjid or that. Yes, you will find hundreds of verses and ahadith and sayings and fatawa of Sahaba and the Imams and Awliyaullah. They told the women, go read Salat at home. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Jummah time, is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib. He used to stand there outside, see some woman. He go back to your homes. أَخِّرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. Who stay there in your houses, don't come here to the masjid. As Allah Ta'ala told you, you must stay at the back, meaning go to your homes, don't come here. So what you going to say? Which Maulvi's fatwa, which Sheikh fatwa, which Grand Mufti's fatwa can work against Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba? These are all the giants of Islam, you must remember that. So therefore our ruling is this, that 100% is best for you, that you read Salat in your hotel room, even if you are in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, for you ladies, and you read, if you musafir, you read Qasr Salat, and not from in the hotel, you start following the Imam and all that, you can't do that, don't permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can I read Ishraq Salah 15 minutes after sunrise?
Very good. That's the best time to read Qadra Rumhin or Rumhain. So now when I'm finished here, 6 o'clock, so then I go by Junaid Mota, ask him what's happening, and then I go upstairs and then I read. You must remember my Ishraq Salat, and then we start doing all our reading. Then 7 o'clock onwards, we start doing all the mail. You see that? My nephews and nieces, they ask me, Junaid Mota, what you doing? I say, I'm sending emails to the females. You see that? Because most of the questions come from the females, you must remember. So that is how life works there. So totally permissible, brother.
Mufti Sahib, when reading the short Salatul Tasbih daily, I read the Tasbih in the first rakat before Surah Fatiha. Is this correct?
It is correct, but it's not the desirable way. The best way will be you first read Sana. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك او يريد ان صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي وماتي او يريد دعاء التوجيه اني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والارض حنيفا وما انا المشركين. These three are mentioned in the hadith. There are some others, but these are the famous ones. And remember, Hanafi say best is yureed سبحانك اللهم. Shafi say best is دعاء التوجيه اني وجهت and that. What we learned in Masjid Madrasa, that before Salat, before Allah Akbar, you must say Inni Wajhtu, that's incorrect, that's not authentic. So you read it in Salat. So you praise Allah Ta'ala, then Surah Fatiha, then Surah, then before you go into Ruku, read your Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So Insha'Allah, and that is the proper way of doing, you will get the optimum, maximum reward, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, if a person visits Masjid al-Aqsa with a pure heart to please Almighty Allah, will all his sins, past and future, be forgiven without going for Umrah?
Remember that the Ahdi, let us go to the hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, and what was hadithun sahih, authentic hadith. How in Makkah Mukarramah Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is the Bani'e Awwal. Bani'e Awwal means the first person to build it and establish it and so. Thereafter Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam and his beloved son Nabi Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salatu salam reconstructed it, refurbished it, renovated it, whatever you want to say. So there the Bani'e Awwal in Masjid al-Aqsa also in Nabi Adam alayhi salam is hadith. In remember Bukhari Sharif, which is the first masjid, Ya Rasulullah, hey, Baytullah, and second one, Masjid al-Aqsa. What is the duration between the two? 40 years, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So who built it? Nabi Adam alayhi salam built both the foundation and so. Then it fell into ruins and so forth. Who renovated, refurbished it and reconstructed it? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Now he's finished, right? Now he begs Allah three different du'as. First du'a enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Chapter number 38, verse 35. رَبِّ غَفِرْ لِي وَهَبَ لِي مُلْكَ اللَّا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a great and magnificent kingdom. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers. Fa'a'tahu iya. Allah gave him. Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Second dua, uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, whenever I pass a verdict, it must concur with your judgment, Ya Allah. You see, in English, when we were in primary school, the teachers taught us, non-Muslims, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. They stole all this from Quran and Sunnah, remember that. We are like idiots, we're supposed to teach them, but they're teaching us, imagine. So that's the second one. Third one. Man ata hadhal bayt, who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with the only intention to read salat there, to please Allah Jalla wala. You know, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and them wrote, Abdullah ibn Umar, when he came there, people offered him water inside Masjid al-Aqsa. So remember, he refused to take that water and drink. It's totally permissible. But his ghayat al-taqwa, his piety was such a high level. So he said, no, the hadith says, la yuridu illa salata fi. So you can drink water, juice, whatever it is, you know. It's hot day sometimes, summertime, June, July, and so forth. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. You will come out from your sins so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth. But your intention must be 100% sincere. And Allah Ta'ala knows that we went with the intention that's pure or tainted, polluted. And if you want, I know you said no Umrah, so I gave you the reward, I gave you the reference, Sunan Nasai. And if you go one step further, then Umme Salama radiallahu anha reports the hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood. And she went herself there to Aqsa, made intention for Umrah and so forth, and then perform Umrah from there with Mahram and so forth. Go open Ibn Majah. Mana halla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al Masjid al Aqsa. You go and fasten Ihram there at Masjid al Aqsa. You see, Hajj or Umrah, but now is Umrah season. Three things will happen. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Your previous sins are forgiven. Your future sins are forgiven. وَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Through the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, you will enter Jannah also. So therefore, we should try 2002 with Allah's help, my wife and myself. We did it. And 2013, when I went away, they kicked me out, the Jutlas, Harami, Shaitan, Aulad, Iblis, and Hitler's children there.
Mufti Sahab, my grandson is in financial difficulties. Can I help him with zakat funds?
Speaking of zakat, we can't give zakat to our children, grandchildren. We can't give zakat to our parents, grandparents, and that. So help your grandson with lilla money, sadqa money, and then not zakat money. Your zakat will not be discharged, not valid to do so. Yes, sideways you call us usul and furu, ascendance, descendants. But sideways you go, uncle, auntie, brother, sister, nephew, niece, they are Muslim, they are in dire straits, they don't have food, they can't pay their rental, can't pay water lights and so forth and so on. Then you give them zakat, then it's permissible, and double reward you will get. Ajru sadaqa wa ajru sila. That is for strengthening the family ties and giving them the zakat. Giving them the sadaqa, meaning that you gave them zakat. So zakat, sadaqa, I use sometimes interchangeably. So you'll get. But to give parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, that haram, not permissible. You can't do that according to all four schools.
Of Isab, does washing impure clothes in a washing machine render it pak?
Yes, there's water inside there and it's spinning all the time. So no problem. The non-Muslims, they see on the TV, they say, are you Muslims going nuts or what? Why you go round and round? And so I told them, you see, you're Tom, Dick and Mary, Tom, Dick and Harry. When your clothes are dirty, then I see you put inside the washing machine. Yeah, in South Africa, we are spoiled. We have maids, we have helpers, we have the... Go America, go Europe and see. You'll see they all come with their own laundry. And they got all these washing machines there outside. You see, you pay certain amount and then you use it for that half an hour, 1 hour or what. So now they insert and put their clothing inside the washing machine. It's spinning, going round and round and round. And it comes out white and smart, you see. So the Muslim, he goes round and round. من طاف بالبيت خمسين مرة خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدت أمه. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You go around the Baytullah, my brother, my sister, 50 times. One tawaf comprises 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So 350 times you went around the Baytullah. خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمْهُ. You will come out from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Story time, O Salim, it will be interesting for you also. So 74, mashallah, we were there with Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, nawwalallahu marqadahu, for Umrah and Ziyarat Medina. We were with Hazrat Sheikh there, Hazrat Mara bin Nuri and them in the Hajj 75. 74, I remember clearly, we were sitting in the hotel. We couldn't speak Urdu properly, deep Arabic, but we understood what Hazrat is saying. He said, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum 32-33 martaba yomiya tawaf karte the. You see, we used to go to the mountain and come down from there per day, sometimes 32, 33, 34 tawafs per day. Remember that. Today our people go for 1 week, they can't make 30, 40, 50 tawafs, you must remember that. Why? They're busy by the malls, they're busy meeting Paul, they're checking all that. So jais niyat ways baraka. That is the place, only place in the world you can make tawaf. So make that intention, oh brother, sister. Leave all the satanic places, malls and all that. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The best place where Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Masjid. And what do you think of Masjidul Haram, the Baytullah, the best and the most sacred place in the world? And then come Masjid Nabawi, then come Masjidul Aqsa, then come Masjid Quba, then come all the Masajid in the world. We should know that sequence as well. So, and the Abghadul Biladi ilallah aswaquha. And the most detested, hated place, remember, in the world are the markets, are the malls, are the bazaar. Just now, Junaid Mota, you see the paper is here that I put for them, the newspaper local. What do you say, Junaid Mota? How's the lens quarter? Lens quarter is right. Yeah. Lens quarter, this new mold open. He say he's pumping. He's full. There's no place there, he told me. I didn't go, you see. We will go afterwards, but not now. Why do we have to go now? So you must remember that. So for the Ummah today in Makkah, Medina, more shopping than spending time in the masjid and so forth. That is the truth of the matter nowadays. Allah Ta'ala guide us all. Okay.
Mufti Sahab, a non-Muslim girl reverts to Islam at the time of nikah in the masjid. Is it allowed for her parents, male, to enter the masjid and be present for the nikah?
There are 3-4 issues, chapter number 8. So you must remember Surah Anfal, verse 38. All of you write it down, ulama, students and public. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, the booty, the spoils of war. Verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Tell the non-Muslims that when they leave and abstain from their kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, enter into Islam sincerely, they love Islam and they pass away with Islam, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, their sins of the past are all forgiven with the grace and mercy of Allah. Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, Islam erases, expunges the sins of the past. It's Sahih Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So first thing we must tell her, let's just say her name, so now is what, Priscilla. Her name is Susie, her name is Temi, you know, whatever. Now she became Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, you see that? So she must know that she can't come into the masjid, she must stay at home, right? Second question, her family are non-Muslim, so who will be her wali? Who will be her wakil, her guardian, her representative? If her entire family are non-Muslim, then the imam, the presiding officer, he will tell her that he will act on her behalf. And he will give her in nikah to her groom, to her husband, and so forth. If they are Muslim members, male, so then they can become, you must remember, the wali and the guardian and wakil and the representative too. Third one, now she says, no, I want my father, I want my uncle, I want my brother, all of them, Tom, Dick and Harry, non-Muslims to come in the masjid. We say, no, not right. So now when you have your reception, when you have your chow and all that there by the hotel or there by the civic center, you invite them there, no problem. But masjid, no, we mustn't allow. That will set a bad, very bad precedent and all that. So remember, so therefore we should never ever encourage these type of things there. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was there any nikah certificates issued?
So the Quran Sharif was not written completely on paper. That only happened, you must remember, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Therefore, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, the first time the Quran Sharif was called Mus'haf. Mus'haf, that every surah was written on the scrolls, on the paper. There was paucity, scarcity of paper. So where you come with certificates and all that? Everything was done verbally, you must remember that. And there were witnesses and that was sufficient. So today we sign certificates and sign all these nikah books just for our own easiness with traveling and all that. Sometimes they ask you, like before they were quite strict in Saudi, nowadays everything finished now, the Najdis, Wahhabis, so they've destroyed everything almost. So they'll tell you that now how come this woman here, that her surname is different and your name is different and all the funny, funny things. So you show them the nikah certificate, so it's fine. So that is just for matter of convenience, it's not a prerequisite or anything. Jazakallah khair, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.